Act 1. The Story.
I can still hear them, the raiders, when I am at that point between wake and sleep, where your memories float just on the surface of your consciousness, and everything seems surreal. That's when I recall the shrill yips and screams as they fell on our village. You couldn't see them at first. They would wait for dust storms, fog, or just darkness to make their attack. Once they got into the light, though, there was no forgetting what you'd seen. I was 12, and it was a dust storm. The men looked worried, but they still kept saying, "This is a good sign. The wind always brings the rains after it brings the dust." They smiled and sounded optimistic, but their eyes said something different. Not to mention my own father was on the mandated watch that they instituted before I was old enough to remember, and he never kept anything from Mother, and I was always within earshot. This was the first dust storm I remembered. It was 5 days in, and those that remember them from before said that we could expect another 5 before it died down. And God willing, the rains would come after, and so we would ready the barrels and the planting gear. I had meant to ask my father if I would be old enough next year to start watch. I had been working on my sand casting, and made a couple of pucks that were almost completely transparent. They were the best I had made yet, so I sewed them into some cloth straps and gave them to my father. He wore them the first 2 days of the storm, but said they gave him head pains and had to stop using them. I had been working on a new design. I was a tinker at heart, but when I got an idea in my head, I'd fidget with it until I had decided it was either impossible or complete. This particular night, my mother began putting out the candles, so I took that as time for bed. I was never very good at keeping time, and with the dust storm, well, who could say? I put down the wooden circles that I had been carving for the pucks and turned out my own light, but little good did me. My mind would wander for sometimes hours if I stopped too early with an idea fresh in my mind. Sometime later, as I was mentally making notes of a new method.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?